With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio, Speed City.
Hey, Gigaheads, welcome to Speed City. Jonathan Green here, stepping in for John Massengill. We're giving him a night off for the heck of it, shall we say. But Les Kaiser's here, as always, my stalwart alongside me. We've had a big weekend of motorsport. There's a lot going on out there. The doctor has COVID. That's the big news for me, and I mean Valentino Rossi, known as the doctor, but sadly, the doctor is under doctor's orders. He missed the Aragon Grand Prix this weekend. Dixon wins Petit Le Mans, his first win, just a week away from hopefully his fifth title. And Alex Rins wins the MotoGP in Aragon. Another good result also for Joe Roberts. A top six for him. He was pole just a week ago at Le Mans. Sadly, that didn't come to fruition because he had a bike problem. But Joe Roberts is coming and coming fast for the United States. Welcome to Speed City. Les, busy weekend for you. Lots going on. I really enjoyed Petit Le Mans, though.
Yeah. Hey, that's all good and fine and dandy. I want to talk about what's coming up. We got racing coming to the Circuit of the Americas.
Yes, we do.
I am pumped. Pumped. So here we come. USF 4 is coming. Formula Regional Americas is coming. And an event some of y'all probably haven't heard of, the Ultimate Streetcar Association is coming in November. This is everything imaginable that's street legal and extremely fast.
Well, you mentioned F4, and we've already had Linus Lundqvist on last weekend, the champion of this. So we thought we'd follow up with the F4 champion of the Americas, with Hunter Yaney. He is a name you may not be that familiar with yet, but get used to it because you're going to be hearing a lot in motor racing terms. And I've also got his team manager, Dan Mitchell, with him tonight. And we're going to get both of them to talk about coming to COTA in less than a week's time. And about their season, which has been quite remarkable, to be quite honest. And Les, anything else that is tickling your fancy in the motorsport world?
There's just a lot of changes. I'm still tracking on kind of what led up to Chase Carey exiting Formula One and Domenicali taking the saddle. So it should be interesting. From the sound of it, it wasn't that big of a surprise in that Chase Carey knew this was not his specialty, and his specialty was really organizing and setting direction, and he's certainly done that.
Yeah, with Sean Bratches and now Chase Carey, it's been an interesting time, but I guess you have to remember that there was a lot going on before the changeover to Liberty, and I guess that, you could argue that they've been at this now for 5 years, and I would have thought it would be exhausting, and maybe it was time for a change. I think Domenicali's going to be a good person to put in there. He's a politician. He's an ex-head of Ferrari, the most important team in Formula One. He knows how to deal with the politics. He's reunited with his old buddy Ross Brawn, who is the sporting director of F1. So it might be a little bit swayed towards Ferrari in terms of ex-hands, but I don't think it's a bad thing, because there's not many people who could run Formula One and get the respect of all the teams, and Domenicali is definitely one of those. And along with Ross Brawn, I think it could be an interesting era. And it's gonna be interesting regardless, because of the rule changes and because of what's going on, Honda pulling out. And of course, we'll be talking more about that next weekend when it's the Portuguese Grand Prix. But let's bring on our guests. And I wanna start with Dan Mitchell. Dan Mitchell is the team principal of the VRD team in F4. A fellow Englishman, I may add. Dan, are you there?
Hey, Jonathan, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you? So, yeah, welcome to the show. First of all, congratulations. Tell us about your season and what's been going on.
No, what a fantastic year. You know, Velocity Racing Development is new. It's his second year birthday this week, so we've only been going for 2 years. And, you know, the first full season of F4 US, and we've won the championship with Hunter Yaney. With one round to spare, and, you know, we're coming over to Texas to see you guys next weekend. With already the championship in hand, so, you know, for Hunter's perspective, no pressure. We have a bit of exciting news for you guys, which we will share with you, in which nobody knows right now. There's no press release, there's no nothing. And that being that Hunter Yaney will step up early and race FR Americas next weekend at Texas. So he's going to step up, and he's going to... We're going to go and try and take it to Linus Lundqvist and see how we get on.
That is a big piece of Speed City exclusive news there. Congratulations, Dan. Before we go any further, though, I want to also point out and play for you. You've had a little backroom help last time out. Dakota Dickerson, who's a good friend of the show, he's been part of helping Hunter out. And I just want to play this little bit of audio for you that Dakota did talking about on social media, talking about working with VRD.
Just helping out the Velocity Racing Development guys on the driver coaching side, working with Hunter Yaney, Eric Evans, and Nick Pershing this weekend. It's awesome. I love coaching. You know, transitioning, obviously coming from the F4 and FR ranks, coming back over here to work with some of the drivers is really rewarding, especially with a weekend like this when you win the championship with Hunter Yaney and get a 1-2 with Velocity Racing Development. F4 and FR, winning both of those championships, it's done a tremendous amount for my career, both on the driving side and then obviously now on the coaching aspect too. Future's bright for me. It looks like the future's bright for a lot of the Velocity Racing Development boys as well. So big props to the team for getting them to where they are now, and a huge, immense amount of talent in Hunter Yaney and Eric Evans, as well as Nick Pershing this weekend.
So that was Dakota Dickerson, like I said, friend of the show and a former champion himself. But Dan, a useful guy to have in Hunter's corner, who's just 15, right?
Oh, what a great guy. You know, years of experience, 2 championships in a row in F4 and FR. You know, for a team like us coming into it pretty fresh, the dynamic, the information he has, you know, the tricks of the trade that he's brought to the team, it has given Hunter and allowed us to progress, has just been fantastic. He hasn't had much opportunity to work with us this year in the race weekends, as most of the calendar was conflicted due to COVID, which was a shame. But the races he's been there has been fantastic. But as you know, Jonathan, and as you know, what we do is we prepare the drivers well before we go racing. You know, racing is just a box that we need to tick and we need to move on from, you know. But the drivers are prepared with me and Dakota way before the race, and all the work is done off the track. So, you know, credit to Dakota. He works super hard. He's constantly on the simulator with Hunter, you know, from San Diego to Virginia Beach. They're practicing day in, day out. I'm sure they've been practicing Dakota today. You know, Dakota finished the second in the LMP3 championship yesterday. He finished 6th overall in the race at Road Atlanta. But I'm sure as soon as he's landed, he's been back on the simulator with Hunter and just preparing for the race ahead.
Well, wow, that's great. You know, we are excited. And I can tell you there's a lot of interest already here because of Coda. You may have heard the excitement in my voice. We're excited. We're getting some racing going, some legit racing. So excited to see you coming up. So many of you guys have been in your own little bubble there and things. How much are y'all able to collaborate with each other and coach with each other on this through the past few months?
It's been pretty simple. I mean, there's been different restrictions in different states we've visited. You know, we went up to Ohio and we spent time in Florida. But the series, the SCCA Pro, they did a fantastic job of making sure that we were racing. We got on the track very quickly. They did a fantastic job. You know, they put protocols in place and they made us, you know, work as a bubble and work together and stay away from each other. But at the same time, as a team, we could continue working in unity and work exactly as we have done before. So, you know, credit to everybody who's put in the work to allow us to be able to continue doing what we're doing and allow us to do what we've done and win a championship. You know, once COVID hit, you know, Hunter had what we call the Great Hunter Depression. You know, he was ready to go. He was super pumped. He'd just come off the back of winning the Academy Race Series with Gustavo Yackerman. Down in Florida. He didn't win the series, but he had a hat-trick of wins in the second round. he didn't compete in a first round for certain reasons. He had a hat-trick of wins. We'd practiced at a lot of the tracks, and he was super, super confident. And we were all quietly ready that we were going to do a good job this season. And just as we were about to start the season, that was taken away from us. And, you know, Hunter's young. He was 14 at the time. He turned 15 in May this year. And he was just ready to go. And it was like, you know, taking sweets from a baby. He was ready. He was pumped. And they took that away from us early. And it took us a good 6 weeks to get him back to where he was, you know. But he picked himself up. He went again. And here we are right now. So credit to Hunter and the job he did this season.
Yeah, you know, I did the commentary for that winter series, the Yakerman Academy, and I was really impressed because, as you say, towards the end of it, he was firing on all cylinders, and I thought he was going to come into a real high tide into F4, which he has eventually done. But like you say, it took a little bit of time to get him back and going. Well, listen, we're going to talk to Hunter in a minute with that big news. We're talking to Dan Mitchell, team manager of VRD, who are currently second in the team's championship, but are the drivers' champions this year for F4 Americas, and they'll be coming to the Circuit of the Americas here next week. So we look forward to that. We're going to take a short break here on 1370. Stay with us on Speed City. We'll be right back.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers, the best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
At Circle Brewing, the belief is less is more when it comes to brewing a better beer. You won't find any chemicals or additives, only water, malt, hops, and yeast, and absolutely nothing else. Just simple ingredients and outstanding taste. It's German purity with Texas ingenuity. Find the brews on tap all over town, in your favorite store, or drop by the tap room at 2340 West Breaker Lane, open Thursday and Friday nights and weekends. Log on to circlebrewing.com. Circle Brewing Company. Born, bred, and brewed in Texas.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Hi, this is Jeff Gordon, and you're listening to Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Good job by Jeff Gordon, and a great NASCAR race yet again. Joey Logano in a very intense battle with Kevin Harvick all the way to the line at Kansas just a few hours ago. And congratulations to Scott Dixon, who not only run the Rolex at the beginning of the year, then has now followed it up with his first win at Petit Le Mans. And if he really is in the mood to be successful, he could take his fifth title next weekend at St. Pete. And of course, Scott Dixon is going down in history as being one of the greatest Indy drivers of all time. But that road to Indy potentially starts back in single-seaters, back in F4 and FR3, or FR Regional, as it's now called. And on the line, I have VRD team manager Dan Mitchell. And I think our new champion, Hunter Yaney, is also on the line. Hunter, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yay! Hey. Congrats.
Well, congratulations first and foremost. What a season. I'm going to get to next weekend first. But first, I want to know, you know, Dan was just explaining that, you know, it's not been easy in the time of COVID. You were flying high in February. So tell me about your season.
Yeah, so before the season, right after I finished the Academy Winter Series, I was so ready to go racing and at Road Atlanta. And I was like, yes, we're finally going racing. And then, like, right before we were about to go, they were like, sorry, we're canceling. And then a little bit after that, I was like, okay, we're ready to go again at COTA, because we thought we were going to do COTA first, and then that got canceled. And I was like, oh, my gosh, can't we just go racing already? Because, like, at that point, I was like, I've done so much practice, I'm just ready to go get the job done.
Very frustrating.
Hunter, we're saying exactly the same thing. Let's go racing. Come on. Well, great to have you here. Hey, give us a quick history on your Circuit of the America history and experience.
I actually have no experience ever driving on that track. The only experience I've had is watching video from the last 2 years of the drivers we had, Michael DiOrlando, Oliver Clark, and Ryan McDermott. I got to watch some of their video from F4. I haven't got to see any F3 video yet, or FR as they call it now. But I do practice quite a bit on the sim. I do some with Dakota. I do some with my teammate, Eric. Yeah, so I'm on the sim quite a bit, probably about 3 hours a day.
Well, listen, you wrapped up the championship at Barber, is that right?
I wrapped it up at Homestead.
It
was
Go ahead.
Homestead. I think it was Homestead race one.
Okay. No, well, we've got a little bit of video here. Let's have a look at Hunter in action in F4 because very impressive all weekend long. And just for those of you who aren't familiar, F4 effectively is the first move out of karting into slicks and wings single-seater racing on the road to Indy, or even FIA F1 if you make it that far. It's an FIA championship.
Thank you to my team, Velocity Racing Development, for giving me such an amazing car. And my teammate Eric for putting up a good fight.
I'd like to thank my team, CrossLink Competition. They've done a great job, and yeah, thanks to everyone watching me.
So there was Hunter Yaney in action. And as you can see, it's wheel-to-wheel stuff. And yeah, I mean, Jose Blanco I know well, and I know a lot of the guys you've been racing against. But let's talk about the big news that Dan put up at the top of the show. Hunter, this is huge. You're coming to a circuit you've never raced, and you're going to race Formula Regional, the next step up, which automatically would be the presumption for next year, but you're doing it here at COTA, which is really exciting for everyone. How do you feel about it?
I feel pretty good. I already have quite a couple days in the FR car now. I've been practicing in cars like kind of just like the FR, if not like pretty close. I'm particularly shooting to beat Linus. I think it would be a great achievement if I beat him. I know that he's won like 95% of the season, so that would be quite an achievement if we got to beat him.
I got to turn.
He hasn't lost a race yet.
Yeah, I got to turn back to Dan. Dan, what got Hunter on your radar? How do you pick this out in an upcoming driver?
It's a bit of a long story, really, but we were at Ocala at a go-kart race, and it was like a February race, and Hunter was there with Team Bennick at the time, and there was a wet session. There was 7 carts that went out, and the rest of the carts stayed in the tent. Now, there was 2 drivers in that session who stayed on dry tires. One was Hunter Yeaney, and one was Emo Fittipaldi, Emerson's son. And he went out there, and he did the full session on slick tires, and he was fantastic. He was actually the quickest driver in the session. He was on the slick tires. And at that point, I knew there was a kid there that was a fantastic driver, but he wasn't getting the results in karting. There was something that didn't click with him. You know, he had great talent. He had great speed, but the racing wasn't there. You know, in his 5-year karting career, he had 1 podium. I think 1 win, actually, and that was a pre-final winner for GoPro. He never won a single race and never won a single final. Hit a couple of local podiums, but, I mean, as far as a go-kart career is concerned, it was pretty average. If you'd say below average, but, you know, he certainly had some talent. And with my extensive experience over in Europe with some big teams, and I could see that there was something we could do with Hunter. People thought I was crazy, and I'm sure vice versa, Hunter working with me, people thought they were crazy as well. And, you know, it's been a great combination. You know, Hunter's commitment to racing is just second to none. Everything he does is, you know, if it's going to make him better at racing, he'll do it. If it won't make him any better, it won't improve him, he's not interested, you know, and it's a fantastic dynamic we have. You know, mum wants to go out and do this. He's like, no, I don't want to do it. I want to stay here and drive the simulator. I want to go work with my coach, my trainer. And, you know, that's what's given him the edge this year. You know, he's actually the youngest Formula 4 champion in the world, the youngest, you know. There's nobody younger to win F4 in the world. He's got 12 super license points. His aim is to go to Formula 1. And, you know, right now, someone's got to stop him because this boy's on a run. And I genuinely believe, you know, if he keeps his head down, he works hard, and he keeps doing what he's doing, the possibilities are definitely endless for him, you know. Big aim for me is, you know, I've known Jonathan for years, you know, Mr. Macau, as I call him. I'd love to take Hunter to Macau and have him there, and I'm sure, Jonathan, you'd love to see him there too.
I totally would. And I love the fact that, you know, I'm so used to talking to F4 drivers who, you know, eventually end up on that road to Indy. You know, Dakota's gone to sports cars. Kyle Kirkwood's very much on that road to Indy. He'll be doing Indy Nights next year. But let's ask Hunter. So, I mean, just to explain, obviously you're an American and you're on the way up. You're only 15. You're the youngest champion. But, you know, we've got Logan Sargeant. We've had Juan Manuel Correa. Cameron Das has moved on as an F4 champion himself. He's now racing in Europe. Do you still have ambitions? Do you want to go to Formula One and be the next big American to race for Haas?
Yeah, I would be honest. I'd really like to be the first American championship winner since Mario Andretti in 1978.
Good for you. So is he your idol, or who do you look at Formula One now that impresses you, and which team would you like to be placed with?
Really, whichever one would take me.
Good answer.
Yeah, whichever one gives me the opportunity to just drive with them, because we put a lot of effort into this, and really wouldn't be up to me to pick the teams. I'd leave that probably up to Dan. but yeah, really just whichever one would take interest in me.
Well, we know Gunter Steiner watches the show. We had Zach Brown on a couple of weeks ago. So, by the way, this is a good omen for next weekend. Cooper McNeil was on. The last two guests have both won in the last 2 weeks. So just, you know, we had Linus on 2 weeks ago. Cooper McNeil, he's just won at Petit Le Mans in GTD. So it's a good omen. Dan, your thoughts can you just explain the process, if you will? Because I'm sure there's a few dads out there listening here in the local Austin area, and we've been very successful here in Austin with young guys from Texas. And I know there's a couple that Hunter's racing against. Benilla is one of them, the 17-year-old. Obviously, Pato Ward, based in San Antonio, has gone already up the ladder. But if you were a dad with a 15-year-old, what's the process? What are you looking at, and how do you go about it?
No, the process is it's made a lot more complicated than it seems, you know. I think a lot of dads are really scared to reach out to the teams and really scared to just have the conversation, you know. Cars is just a natural step. Doesn't matter how good or bad you are in go-karts, and, you know, it's just a process, you know. We actually have our own academy, the Velocity Racing Development Academy. Right now we have 5 drivers on the academy, and this weekend was USPKS up at GoPro. Mateo Rubio Luengo won in KA100. He's a 13-year-old. Max Garcia, 11 years old, he clean sweep the weekend in Mini Swift and picked up the championship. We have some great talent on our books who we've spotted early and we've put on the academy. But no, really, it's just a case of picking up the phone, calling a couple of teams, you know, organizing the test with the teams, getting in the car for the first time, getting a feel for the people you trust and the people that you feel, you know, are good for you and are going to be good back to you. And just getting the driver to get some laps under their belts, you know, a little bit of track time, whether it's the first time in Formula 4. Formula 4 is a great car. It's a super safe car. It's 160 horsepower, you know, wings and slicks formula. It's something where Hunter got in for the first time and, you know, took to it like a duck to water. And I asked him, you know, I said, hey, Hunter, you know, what made you feel so safe? He said, I've got seat belts, you know, I felt very comfortable in the car, and it just allowed him to sort of start to push as the day goes on. You know, the process can be long, you know, just because a driver is fantastic on the first day, it doesn't mean by day 10 he's going to be any better. And just because a driver is super slow on day 1, it doesn't mean that by day 10 they're not going to be the best driver after 10 days. You know, drivers need time to get used to the car, to feel comfortable, to learn and progress, and to be allowed to progress and allowed to learn at their pace. You know, and just let the team and the coaches around the team do their job. And that's what it's all about, just picking up the phone, having a conversation with myself or having a conversation with another team and just saying, hey, like, we want to get in the car, we want to drive, we want to see what it's about, and we want to see if, you know, our son or daughter is ready and got what it takes, you know. I work with some fantastic drivers in Europe, and, you know, some that were the very best on day 1, they're not doing anything right now. Some that took 8 to 10 days, I mean, and they're actually, you know, right up there in all the higher formulas. So, you know, never judge a book by its cover. Always allow the kids to have some time to figure it out and move forward slowly. You know, Hunter did a nice test program prior to him racing. He did many days in the F4, and we actually were very privileged that Trevor Carlin allowed him out to Europe. And he did 6 days in the British Formula 3 with Trevor Carlin. Now, not many people get the opportunity to drive a Formula 3 car for Carlin. And Hunter was only 14 years old, and he took the punt on Hunter to allow him to come and test at some big European tracks. And, you know, that's what it's all about, preparation and practice, you know, making sure that the kids are eating right, making sure that they're training right, making sure they're strong enough, and making sure they're getting plenty of laps in a cost-effective manner. Now, Velocity Racing Development, we're based up at a track. We're based at Atlanta Motorsport Park. It's a country club. It's very cost effective. The team are based there. You know, it allows us to be able to give drivers time on a track cost effectively. You know, as a team, and as you know, with racing, one of the biggest costs is people and travel. You know, if we don't have to move, if we're all in our own homes, we don't have hotels, we haven't got to send the rig, you know, hundreds of miles across the U.S., East Coast, West Coast, Central. If we're just in our base and we're practicing locally at a track which is, you know, got some sort of challenge to it, all of a sudden the kids get better and better and better, and they can do more days for the same cost. So what, you know, my biggest advice is don't be scared. Pick up the phone, have a conversation with these people, have a conversation with the professionals, you know, talk to Amy at the SCCA, you know, get a feel for how your son or daughter will fit in at certain teams, and just give it a go. Come and drive it and see what they think, because you'd be surprised at the cost comparison between high-level go-karts and Formula 4. You'd actually be very surprised that the costs are probably very similar. If not, Formula 4 may be fractionally better cost-effective. And, you know, you're just going to look at it. Look at the prize fund. Look at the scholarship. You know, Hunter wrapped up the championship last weekend. He won a scholarship into FR Americas next year. You know, that's going to allow him to have his tires provided for the season from Hankook, an engine from HPD Honda, and a Formula FR car from Ligier. You know, a big prize fund, a cash prize fund to allow him to continue and grow and move into FR without the financial implications being huge on the next step. You know, all of these things are great, and all of these things are just what you need as a driver that's growing, that's good, that can keep pushing forward. Is cars gives you that. Cars gives you an out. It gives you an opportunity to keep moving if you can perform. And the way you perform is by practice. And for me, practice will make perfect.
Well, great words. You're listening to Dan Mitchell, the head of VRD, who has just helped crown our new F4 champion, Hunter Yaney. And he will be racing here at the Circuit of the Americas next week, but he won't be racing in his championship. He's already won that. He's going to move straight up to FR3 and go for it. And I'm really excited for him. Can you guys stay with me? I've got one more question to ask you about COTA and the series overall. Can you hang on through the break?
Will do.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a short break here at 1370 KJCE. You're listening to Speed City. We'll be right back after this message.
When you're looking for traditional Tex-Mex, look no further than an Austin favorite, One in a Million. Serving original family recipes since 1980 and located just minutes from downtown at 2300 East Cesar Chavez, One in a Million has your Tex-Mex fix every day of the week from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Breakfast is served all day. Homemade migas, enchiladas, and menudo. And try the Don Juan taco. Some say it's big enough to feed a family of four. One in a Million. Online at oneinamillion.com.
Motivation USA, catering to the sport bike enthusiast looking for truly unique parts and accessories. Stand out from the crowd. Motivation is the exclusive North American distributor for SC Project MotoGP inspired exhausts and the largest Rizoma retailer in the United States. Get the best parts from around the world at the best prices with fast shipping and a knowledgeable staff ready to help. Shop online 24/7 at MotivationUSA.com. That's MotivationUSA.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Hello to everyone. This is Gunther Steiner. This is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
Thank you, Gunther. Yes, the ever irrepressible Gunther Steiner. The car! The car! He may be looking for a driver next year. There's rumors. So keep your ear out. We're very lucky to have on the show. Welcome back to Speed City. Jonathan Green here and Les Kaiser. And on the line, we have Dan Mitchell from VRD and our new F4 America's champion, Hunter Yaney. Guys, obviously, we're looking forward to next weekend, F3 and F4, both at the Circuit of the Americas. It was, of course, supposed to be part of Formula One. They're not coming, which is a shame, especially for Hunter, because I know what a great occasion that is. We've got some footage of last year's race playing at the moment. And, you know, it just shows you with a big crowd there, it would have been fantastic. But maybe it might be easier without the pressure of a huge crowd to get yourself embedded into it. But, yeah, we're just looking right now going up that big old hill, 133 feet in an F4 car. I would have thought very exhilarating. Dan, how tough is COTA to set up for and be part of?
I mean, COTA, what a fantastic facility, you know. It always reminds me of Silverstone, you know, the area you have, you know, you walk in, you know, you just get a special feeling at COTA. I love the place. Austin, downtown Austin, again, a great place to go. And the track is, it's complex. I mean, last year we had to deal with the bumps. It was super bumpy, and it was a much more difficult track to set up for than we imagined. Now, this year I know they've resurfaced it. Nobody's had a chance to go there and try it out, you know, with COVID hitting. It was a difficult one. We couldn't get out there and test. But I generally believe it's a very Silverstone-esque circuit, you know, you get the big uphill, big braking zone into one. But the fast flow in 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, just a complex like Maggots and Beckett's down at Silverstone. And I really, really believe this place is, we've got to race there more. You know, everybody in the States has to race there more. It's a great facility, great track. It's got technical corners, you know, big braking zones, high speed. It's got everything it needs and everything it needs for a driver to progress and get better. So really looking forward to coming next weekend.
Dan, yeah, the features you described, I mean, I know them. You know, one of the things that I feel like is pretty unique is you've got a world champion in Kevin Schwantz from MotoGP, who took a big part in designing this track and the layout to be something that was challenging and enjoyable from, you know, being on track and things like that. I can't say I know of too many other tracks around the world that actually have a world champion level racer who took such a strong hand in this. Can you offer any other ideas or locations that are similar?
Actually, no. You know, like most tracks are obviously very old airfields that obviously developed into tracks as time went on. And, you know, COTA being a man-made facility for racers and made by racers. And I think that's what gives it such a perfect combination. You know, it's wide when it needs to be wide. So you've got great overtaking opportunities, you know. But in the high-speed stuff, it's not so wide and it's just about carrying the speed. And the G-forces is, you know, Hunter will be piling next weekend in FR, will be, you know, astronomical, you know. The downforce that FR car has, the speed it goes, the turbocharged Honda engine, you know, 305 brake horsepower, 1,600 pound car. I mean, that's going to give him a sensation that he's never, ever felt before. And that is primarily down to the track design. You know, the track design being as difficult as it is. I mean, say no more.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, you couldn't say it any better. We've just been looking at some footage of F4 on track at COTA. But I'm going to finish off, and I want to thank both Dan Mitchell and Hunter Yaney, but I'll leave the last word to our champion, Hunter. You're less than a week away, an exciting time to come to COTA. What expectations and how are you preparing for next weekend?
So my expectations are probably just get there, learn the track, start off a little bit easy, and then immediately start pushing right after that. I'm aiming for a lot of top three finishes, if not first place finishes. That's always my top goal, is first place. Probably my prep is probably just going to be driving on the sim quite a bit. I'm probably going to call Dakota tomorrow, and I'm going to ask him if he wants to practice, or I'm going to call my teammate Eric and see if he wants to practice just to get us both ready. Yeah, it's really a shame that Formula One isn't coming, because that was really the whole goal. Like, a whole year ago, I was thinking to myself, I was like, when I win this F4 championship, I'm going to go and race in front of all the F1 teams and see if I can impress any of them. But too bad they're not coming this year. I really wish they could have come.
I love the blind ambition. Dan, one more word from you. As being a fellow European, aren't you glad that the FIA and Honda, the Road to Indy as well, are so healthy at the moment? This has got to be so good, because Americans, and I mean, we mentioned it, Mario Andretti is a long time gone out of Formula One, and Hunter's trying to follow in his footsteps. But aren't you glad that this junior series now, along the board, this ladder now exists, and it's professional, it's safe, and it really does bode well for the future of American motorsport?
Jonathan, you would never believe the calls I've had in the last 6 months from top European drivers and top European teams inquiring about coming here and racing. You know, the USA has been recognized now as a great opportunity to give drivers an opportunity to move up and up and up. And it's fantastic. You have two options, you know. You can go up and you can run up the road to Indy and get to IndyCar. Or you can do F4, FR, Americas, which are both accredited by the FIA. You get your super license points. Then you can head over to Europe and follow your ambition to Formula One. You know, there is no need to go to Europe till you're 17, 18 years old and you head over to FIA Formula 3. You know, what they've done in the States has given these drivers such a strong platform that if in 5 years' time we're not sat here with an American Formula One driver, or maybe even two within 6 or 7 years that are competitive and running at the front. You mentioned Logan Sargeant doing a fantastic job over in Europe. You know, if we're not sat right now with at least two drivers in the next 7 years in Formula One, I will be very surprised. You know, the talent level here is actually very high. We've got drivers coming from Europe to race, and they're not doing so well. They're expecting that they're going to be good. And, you know, these young Americans, they're really coming on nice. And, you know, it'll be a big surprise to me if we don't have Formula One drivers there very soon.
You know what? We've been doing Speed City since the circuit opened back in 2012. And that is music to our ears, because, you know, we picked up on Rossi when he was doing Formula One. And now look at his future. He's a smidgen away from being an Indy champion and has already won the 500. We've been keeping a close eye on Cameron Das, on Juan Manuel Correa, who've both been on the show. Obviously, Kyle Kirkwood on his way to Indy Lights. Now Dakota Dickerson, a huge success. We've had Linus on last weekend. So, yeah, and I like the fact that actually the Swedes are coming here and, you know, with their experience in Europe, in Linus's case, you know, have proved that they are still stronger. But how long that will last, I don't know. Well, listen, Dan Mitchell, thank you so much. You'll be here in a few days. I'll be up there to bug you, and hopefully we'll get you on next week as well and hear your thoughts about a little bit of Formula One as well. And Hunter Yane, so much for coming on the show. What's your social? How can people find you? We need to get a good support for you.
So my Instagram is at Hunter Yaney. No capitals and no space. I think my Facebook is Hunter Yaney Racing. Also, I think no space. And then I also have a website. That's also Hunter Yaney Racing. It probably hasn't been updated in a while, but
all right. Y-E-A-N-Y, right?
Yep.
Gotcha. Well, congratulations again to both of you. We'll see you next weekend. Thanks for coming on Speed City tonight. And best of luck, especially in Formula 3 next week. That's so exciting. Great news and an exclusive for Speed City. Thanks, guys.
Travel safe.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you.
Les, isn't that great? I mean, that's what we've been wanting to hear for ages. And there's some conviction there. There's no question Dan believes in this kid.
Absolutely. And that's what I love is, you know, here's Dan, you know, you and Dan have traveled the world together, and yet here he is picking out a young American. And to me, that is just what we needed. We need that. We need to have these that will draw the profile with Dan. So here we are. And like I said, you know, Dan could pick an up and coming from around the world, and he's got one right here in the US. Gotta love it.
Yeah, and I agree with him. I think that was the problem before, is that young Americans either had the choice of not racing at all or not racing at a competitive level here in the States, and then not being good enough when they went over to Europe, or they would go too young and get lost in Italy and lost in the karting scene, of which, you know, Logan Sargeant and all those guys have done, but then come through the other end. And I think Dan's right. You know, Hunter can stay here in the States till he's 17, grows up a little bit more, gets a little bit more experience. And when he arrives in Europe, you know, he's going to be ready. He's going to be ready to take on all comers. Well, we'll take a short break. We've got more coming on the show, and I'm going to put Les front and center because he's got another special guest for us. Stay with us here on KGCE 1370. Be right back.
Winding Road Racing is your first and best choice for all the essentials for a great weekend at the track. We're racers, and we love helping racers. With a full selection of racing gear in stock, get geared up with all the safety equipment needed to meet all the latest Snell FIA and SFI regulations. Outfit your car with a comprehensive lineup of racing necessities, and when you need to find a few more tents, turn to data acquisition systems from AIM Sports, V-Box, and others. Austin-based with shops in California, Georgia, and Kentucky, the source for all your racing needs. Winding Road Racing, windingroadracing.com.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers, the best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Talk 1370.
Hi, this is Mario Andretti, and this is Speed City.
Welcome back to the fastest hour in radio, Speed City.
If you're an American race fan, 1978, when Mario last won the Formula One World Championship for the United States, seems a long time ago. Welcome back to Speed City. It's been a great weekend of racing. Sadly, the doctor, Valentino Rossi, got ill with COVID, but he'll be back. Scott Dixon, and I say Scott Dixon because there was three other drivers, Van der Zanden and all the rest of it, but Dixon is the man of the moment. They won at Petit Le Mans. Alex Rins won in MotoGP, and of course, we just had a really exciting Kevin Harvick and Joey Logano battle in NASCAR, won by Joey Logano, which means he's the first through to the championship race at Phoenix automatically. Two more to be decided, one here in Texas, one at Martinsville, and then the final at Phoenix. Now, good news, more stuff coming to the Circuit of the Americas. It's Jimmy Day next, the Ultimate Streetcar Association. Les, tell us about this.
Oh, man, you know, so what's cool is this is not just fast cars. These are people you know, might be at the stoplight next to with a fast car that they are qualified to drive. These aren't people just blowing horsepower and getting crazy silly on it. A lot of these cars are constructed you know, for the most part, they're street legal. Swap some tires on and go enjoy them. They're old cars, they're new cars, they're everything in between. In fact, former Austinite Brian Finch was a champion a few years ago. But let's get caught up with what's going on currently. We're excited to have them coming back next month. Coming to the Circuit of the Americas always puts on a great show. Jimmy Day, welcome to Speed City, buddy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I am seriously excited for this. I, like I said, having watched Brian Finch and so many of the competitors come up and what they do to cars that started out as street cars and they race and can still drive them. I saw the story of Brian Finch drove his car from Tennessee to the SEMA show a couple of years ago and then competed with you guys. How about that?
Yeah, that's kind of the whole theory behind the Ultimate Streetcar Association is to, you know, kind of compete with these cars that are built to drive. We all believe that butts in the seats are what turns people on. It's what our passion is all about. So that's what our series is all about. And we've got some of the fastest, coolest, high-performance streetcars on the planet.
And it's not just that it's a, you know, cars. They're, you know, at these weekends when they come to these facilities, there's car shows, there's vendors. You can, what's cool is you'll really see these products in use, you know, whether it's suspension or whether it's really great because you see them used, and a lot of times the vendors are there around it as well.
Yeah, a big part of what we do is we try and stimulate commerce within the industry. And when people are driving their cars, there's a couple things that happen. They get competitive. They want to be faster, so they buy upgraded parts. They're using their cars, so parts wear out and they break parts, so they've got to buy new parts. And in order to stay competitive, sometimes you just have to upgrade. And so all of this is about stimulating commerce within our industry. So it's great for the manufacturers and the service providers. It provides them with a platform to show that their products really do work. And it's the best real-world testimonial that you can put together for anyone.
What's the schedule then for this event in terms of COTA? What should we be looking out for?
Well, the event at COTA is called the High Performance Expo, and our Optima Ultimate Streetcar Invitational, which is our championship event, is the feature event for that. So it is it's a multi-segment, multi-day deal. It's November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We're going to do something that's never been done before on Sunday. We're going to kick off the weekend with World Championship Autocross, which is an autocross competition for a up to $25,000 purse. Very pure, fastest lap wins. You know, no holds barred. You know, it's got a very simple set of rules. There's like six different rules. Cars run on street tires. The Street Car Takeover guys are coming in on Sunday, and they're going to do some roll racing at COTA. We've got Tanner Faust that's going to be coming in, doing some drifting. We've got Vaughn Gittin Jr. coming in for the weekend as well. We've got some fun things that are going to take place on the karting facility. There's just a whole bunch of things going on all weekend long. And of course, the whole thing is kind of wrapped around our Ultimate Streetcar Invitational, which is our championship event for our streetcars. And that's going to take place on Monday and Tuesday with an autocross. And then of course, Tuesday, we'll be on the big track with our Ultimate Streetcars.
Fantastic. That is so cool. Jimmy, is there still a chance anybody can get in and participate in any of these events on this visit?
You know, there is. We've got a car show going on throughout the weekend, and for $50, you can put your car in the car corral and have the media folks take a look at it and have all the spectators take a look at it. The first 200 people to sign up get a free Optima battery as part of that. We are selling spectator tickets online for the weekend. So if you're not in the Ultimate Streetcar Invitational, you can come and watch. We've got a few spots left for our World Championship Autocross. That's a $250 entry fee, but all of the entry fees go into a pot. We're only taking 100 drivers, and it's winner take all. So there are still a couple ways that you can get into the event.
So besides the racing, there's also the purveyors, the vendors are there, the guys that sell the exhaust, the guys that have the high-performance equipment. So if you really want to kind of get tuned in to what the latest gear is, that's another good opportunity, even if you're not racing, right?
That is correct. We've got a vendor midway there, and you'll see some of the most notable manufacturers and service providers at this event. You know, they canceled the SEMA show this year because of the pandemic. It probably makes sense. It's a big indoor show, but we're going to be outdoors. And so a lot of these vendors are going to take the opportunity to be there and showcase their new products, showcase the products that are featured on a lot of these Ultimate Streetcars.
Well, I know Tanner Faz very well, having done the Rallycross for a few years. Great entertainer, great guy. And, of course, he's a high-performance driver, not just professionally, but he's done Top Gear. He continues to do all the big movies. So if you haven't seen Tanner Faz and you want an autograph, you know him too, Les. That's a good crowd puller, isn't it?
Absolutely. Always a fun guy to meet. And not only see him as driving, but get up close and see what's going on. Get a close-up of these vehicles. There's so much specialty equipment on these that is applicable to the street. It is just so much fun to see what happens. I was just talking to a buddy who picked up a 72 Camaro, and he was talking suspension. And I said, wait, come with me out to the big event at COTA. I told him about Ultimate Streetcar Challenge. He knows who Brian Finch is, who did a Camaro. So we're going out there to see all of the crew. He particularly is going to be snooping around all those second gen Camaros. So yeah, they are there.
So Jimmy, where else do you guys go?
You know, we have a really diverse schedule. We're a national points-based championship series. So we go to tracks all around the country, different regions of the country. We go to Willow Springs, we've been to Fontana, we go to Road America, Pikes Peak International, we've been to Daytona, we've been to Charlotte, we've been to Sebring, NCM Motorsports Park, of course we've been to we've been to Texas Motor Speedway. We do the track at NOLA. So we go all over the country with our streetcar series. And we call it the most diverse racing series in the world because, really, we have anything from 1950s all the way up to modern vehicles on the track at the same time. So you can, you know, and all the cars are street legal. So it's really easy for the audience to identify with multiple cars that are out there on track.
I'm excited. Like I said, this is one of the coolest events. Think of the triathlon. These cars have to go through everything. They have to be legitimately get on the street, things like that. It's not just one of those that you come up and you see a car do something incredible, but you could never drive it to work or go someplace in it. That's what makes this crowd so fantastic in my mind.
And when can people get in there, Jimmy? It's the 1st to the 3rd, right?
It's November 1st through the 3rd. Tickets are available at highperformanceexpo.com, and it's highperformanceexpo.com.
All right. Well, Jimmy Day and the Ultimate Streetcar Association, we wish you best of luck. We'll be down at Speed City. We'll be there. We love events like that. John Massengale not here tonight, but I'm sure he'll be front and center with his son as well. So we look forward to seeing you next weekend. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the opportunity.
Take care, Jimmy. Yeah, there you go. You don't want to miss this. We'll put this out on social media as well. It's a fantastic event. As you just heard, a mix of events, a mix of vehicles from old to brand new. Everybody just doing what you bought that car from and just, you know, why you bought it and what better place to do it than the Circuit of the Americas, to be quite honest.
This is the first time that they've been there. So we're going to be setting some lap records for the Ultimate Streetcar Association.
In the format that they're doing this time, yeah, it's the first time they've done this. It's a fantastic venue. Like I said, big sponsors, Optima Batteries. You've got just quite a few. There's drifting burnouts, road rallies, speed stops, corrals. It is a lot of fun to see that. And like I said, top names coming through there. You know, Tanner Faust, always entertaining to see what he does and what he breaks, if you will. And so just a lot of fun. Like I said, I've followed this group for a few years now, having friends that compete in it. I actually love seeing the cars perform and then go see how they just pulled up. I've mentioned Brian Finch. He in particular is who got me into following this. He has totally spanked some modern cars in an old early 70s Camaro that performs beyond anything anybody would expect from this. And so just my style of car.
Well, as we're running out of time, but isn't it a relief to be able to talk about an event at COTA? I haven't been, well, really physically since we did the wet commentary back in February. We've got two events, effectively. I'm going to be up there next weekend, obviously doing the F3 and F4. I've got Trans Am on the 6th, and then the 1st of the 3rd, we've got the Ultimate Cast Association. So COTA's back!
COTA is back, definitely. And with the wide open space, it's easy to safely distance yourself, you know, bring your mask, bring those kinds of things. I bet you're still going to need sunscreen, even though it's the first week in November. But come on out. It's going to be fine. Look for the Speed City logos. Jonathan and I and John will be out there, and come up and say hey.
I'm surprised you're not racing in it, Les. Can't you get the old, you've changed to the Toyota now. That may not be a racer.
Yeah, that 4Runner's not quite up to it. Someday it'll pull one, hopefully.
I wonder if I could get my Tacoma out there? Would they let me on?
Talk to Tanner and see if he'll let you rally cross with him.
Tanner's coming nowhere near my truck, that's for sure. Last question, we're about to go, but Les, Formula One's coming up. Let me ask you this, Haas, should they get rid of one of them or keep them both?
If we were laying odds, if we had to bet that one of them is out the door, I'm going to say Romain Grosjean is gone.
I think you might be right. I think Magnussen, over the time period, has proved to be the quicker, more aggressive driver. And Roman, much as I love him, has made more mistakes. And maybe a change is as good as a new year. I don't know. I would be happy if they kept the same because it's been a rotten year. We'll just see. Anyway, that's it for this week. My thanks to Les Kaiser. John Massengale will be back next weekend. My thanks also to Dan Mitchell and to Hunter Yaney, our new champion in F4, a future star of either F1 or potentially Indy. It's been an interesting show learning about the juniors. If you've got any more questions, go to Facebook and look up VRD, which is Velocity Racing Development. Dan Mitchell, his phone number's there. And he'll give you all the information, or you can come down to the Circuit of the Americas or get in touch with Speed City.
That's right. Yeah, and be sure to check out our buddies coming to town. It's HIPerformanceExpo.com. You don't want to miss that event at all. See you there.
Formula One next weekend from Portugal. Until then, from me, Jonathan Green, and Les Kaiser, bye-bye for now.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.